Retail spending in Canada reported a surprisingly robust end to 2023. Seasonally adjusted retail sales rose 0.9% from November to December to reach $67.3 billion, with 5 of 9 subsectors up. The increase was led by growth in automobile and parts sales, and sales at general merchandise stores, up 1.9% and 2.7%, respectively. Lower sales were seen at furniture, home furnishing, electronics and appliance retailers, down 2.7%, and health and personal care retailers, down 1.6%. For 2023, total Canadian sales were up 2.1% from 2022 at $793 billion. Motor vehicle and parts sales rose 7%, and health and personal care sales rose 8.6%. Offsetting this was a 9.9% decline in sales from gasoline stations and fuel vendors, and an 8% decline in building material and garden equipment and supplies. 5 out of 9 subsectors saw higher sales for the year. In BC, seasonally adjusted retail sales for December 2023 were even stronger than the national average, up 1.5% to $9.3 billion, a 4th consecutive monthly increase. However, annual sales lagged and rose by only 1% to $118 billion. This points to a greater drag in the economy from high debt loads and elevated interest rates. 6 of 9 subsectors in BC saw higher sales for the year. Leading the way were clothing and clothing accessory retailers, up 11.9%, health and personal care retailers, up 10.5%, and motor vehicle and parts dealers, up 3.1%. Lower sales were seen in sporting goods and hobby retailers, down 11.9%, building material and garden equipment retailers, down 13.6%, and gasoline stations and fuel vendors, down 6.8%. In Metro Vancouver, seasonally adjusted retail sales matched BC growth with a 1.5% increase. For 2023, sales rose 1.3% to $54.1 billion. In December, the number of non-resident travelers entering Canada through British Columbia declined for a 2nd consecutive month. On a seasonally adjusted basis, there were 1.3% fewer visitors in December than in November. The number of same-day excursions increased 0.7%, but the number of overnight tourists decreased by 2.5%. This was the first decline in the number of overnight tourists since April 2023. The number of U.S. residents entering Canada through BC declined 0.7% in December to a seasonally adjusted total of 530,965 people. Despite the decline, it is still 3.5% above the monthly average in 2019. The number of visitors from countries other than the U.S. declined 3.5%, and is approximately 82% of the monthly average observed in 2019. U.S. residents entering Canada through BC declined for those entering by automobile, down 1.4%, and those entering by other modes of transportation, down 0.6%. U.S. air travelers rose by 1%. The decline in the number of non-residents from countries other than the U.S. was driven by those who came by air, which fell by 7%. The number of non-residents from non-U.S. countries traveling by land or water increased by 9.8%. Brian Yu is chief economist at Central One.